Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Turn to Mueller to provide a building solution that is just right for you. Whether you're looking for additional storage space for your treasures, protection for your vehicle, a new barn for your ranch, or even a place for your family to call home, at Mueller we have a variety of building options to meet your every need. Choose from our wide selection of pre-designed kit buildings available in multiple sizes and colors. Or if you desire a building that meets certain requirements, Mueller can work with you to design a custom building specific to your needs. Rely on us to deliver a steel building that meets your exact specifications and provides superior quality and timeless value. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com for inspiration and to see the options that are available with our kit and custom buildings. Then give us a call at 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, some cash cattle business did finally develop in our part of the country late last week. Another strong upward shift developing in the cash cattle trade. Northern trade developed earlier in the day Friday with trade $170 to $172, and that was generally $2 higher from a week ago. Southern trade much more sluggish to develop with feeders holding tight to elevated asking prices. This helped push prices $1 to $3 higher at about $108 to $109. Now, due to the late nature of trade, it's still uncertain just how many cattle were sold. And that should be coming out later this morning. The continued bullishness in cash cattle trade over the last month is helping to return the focus on tighter market-ready cattle supplies ahead and likelihood that additional gains may develop through the end of October. Early market trade remains uncertain in the hogs as traders have had the weekend to mull over and analyze the announcement of the Phase 1 trade deal that was announced. Although the deal would focus on strong sales of agriculture products to China, the details of what this would include and timeline of these sales still not readily available. On the grains, mostly higher wheat markets with winter wheat contracts, they're higher, while spring wheat is close to unchanged. Wheat is doing its best to tag along with row crops, although there is some hope China could include U.S. wheat in its $40 to $50 billion worth of ag purchases. Some analysts think the total would be about 3 to 4 million metric tons worth of soft white and hard red spring, but until we see confirmation from cash traders with the USDA, difficult to get too attached to that idea. Firmer corn prices overnight, with December corn trading above $4 for the first time since early August. The strength is twofold, with optimism still high toward the agreement reached Friday between the U.S. and China, as well as the winter storm that slammed the northern plains. Details are still lacking on the trade deal, although soybeans and pork are expected to be the largest beneficiaries, with some hope ethanol could be included in ag purchases as well. We're going to check all the futures prices in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
October live cattle up 72 cents, 109.45. December up 72 cents, 112.15. October feeder cattle down 20 cents Friday, 144.10. November up 12 at 144.25. The hogs, December up 112, 69.60. Kansas City wheat, December up 16 and a quarter Friday, 419 and a half. March was up 15 and a half, 432. Chicago wheat, December up 15 cents at 508. March up 14 and a quarter at 514. December corn up 17 and a half, 397 and three quarters. March was up 16 and a quarter at 407 and three quarters. November soybeans up 12 and a half cents at 936. January up 13 cents, 950 and a half. December cotton down 246, 6388. November crude down 107, 5363. December down 107, 5371. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.